Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Today we're going to tell you about a move-in ready showcase home. That's right. This move-in ready home is up in Howell and it offers a beautiful setting just north of Ann Arbor. It'll be featured in the upcoming showcase of new and remodeled homes sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. The whole event is coming up in mid-October, the 15th through the 17th. Joining me is Steve Grono. He is owner of Chestnut Home Builders. Tell me about your latest offering and what does it look like, Steve?
Well, hello, Lucienne. It's an amazing little ranch. You know, our company specializes in the Chapter 2 buyer, the person in the second half of life, so to speak, where we want custom high-end bling and lots of toys and bells and whistles, but we also want super good quality. So we've come up with this little house called the Donegal, 1,560 square feet, which is the sweet spot for this market. But all ranch, all one floor, finished walkout lower level on this one, backing up to the Brighton State Rec area with a 1,000 acres of beautiful undeveloped land right behind you. And we are so tickled to bring this home to the market because, you know, as you guys all know, houses are selling as fast as you can literally build them and as fast as you can literally list them. I'm a realtor and a builder, so I do both, and I've never seen a market like this before.
Is that right? You've never seen a market like this. So how would you recommend people start looking for homes when it's such a tight market out there? It seems to me that going new home is the way to go.
Well, yeah. Well, as a builder, I can endorse that idea, sure. But I will tell you, there's some real creative things going on in home building because, as people have probably heard by now, lumber has increased in price by over 500% over the same time last year.
Wow.
Yeah, we had to increase the base price of our homes by $100,000. Unbelievable. We never had an increase like that ever in the history of home building.
Well, and to give people an idea, this house that is at that sweet spot, just under 1,600 square feet for these people that are in kind of the second phase of their lives, what is this selling for?
So this home, I think, is priced in the mid-sixes, which is an incredibly good price. It may sound like a lot for a home that size, but with a finished walkout, which adds 1,500 square feet, it's almost 3,000 square feet altogether of finished walkout space. And, you know, this house is built in a community called Chestnut Springs, which is on Chilson Road in Genoa Township. And the unique thing about this is it's the only development in the state that we know of where you get an acre and a half of property, a fully maintenance-free home, and all of it sits in a condo setting, so you don't take care of it. You don't have to mow the grass, you don't have to do the lawn, you don't have to shovel snow, and you're not, you know, typical condo, you're kind of on top of each other, right? Houses are very tightly packed. This community, you're on your own private little acre and a half.
Wow.
And it comes landscaped, irrigated, concrete driveway, an incredible view of the nature area behind all these homes. They back up to state land. So the home delivers a lifestyle that I think most of our clients who are in my gray hair stage are really enjoying.
I can't imagine having an acre and a half and not having to worry about it because that's not typical for condo owners. So what's that HOA fee like then, with these?
So it's like $350 a month, which, you know, you can hardly even do it yourself for that. And it's efficient because all the homes are done by the same crew at the same time. So you get a lot of efficiency by mobilization. And each man on the crew understands that they have to pull the weeds, they have to trim the bushes, they have to make sure that the lawn is perfectly cut. And, you know, they pay a lot of attention to detail. So if you want to head down to Florida for the winter, yeah, lock the door and go because we'll look after it for you. The association takes care of everything.
Wow, that is great. We're talking with Steve Grono, and he is the owner of Chestnut Home Builders, and they are featured in the upcoming showcase of remodeled and new homes that is being sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Chestnut is up in the Livingston County area, and they are representing the neighboring association to Bragg Ann Arbor, and that is the Home Builders Association of Livingston County. So we like to see that collaboration going on. This house is 4800 Chestnut Springs Drive in Howell. Steve, you know I'm a big fan of your work, and primarily because it's the amenities, it's the kinds of products that you're using in your home, that higher end. Yet you're you're getting a home that generally you see those kinds of things in much larger homes. And for people like me that are in their retirement years, this is what we're looking for. We don't want to go down in our quality, but we definitely want to go down in the size of our house.
Right, right. That's the key is when people downsize, generally they're coming out of a 20-year-old plus home, right? And then that day, you had a lot of square footage and everything was compartmentalized. You know, this room for this room for that, lots of compartmentalization. Today's floor plans, like in the Donegal that we have in the show this year, everything is open. So it feels and lives like a bigger home. And when you combine that with the finishes, like the superior basement wall system, which is the precast system we've been using for 12 years now, the most solid waterproof basement foundation system that you can possibly buy at any price, sits on limestone footings. The houses all are hardy sided with stone and hardy, you know, 50-year roofs on them. The level of finish on these homes is like a custom home, although it's a portfolio. It's a home we build over and over again. We allow people to do little tweaks here and there. This one that you're going to see at the show this year is loaded out. It's got all the bells and whistles and buttons and bling that anybody, typically they order them this way anyway. People, once they start selecting, they want everything.
Give everyone an idea of what you're talking about when you talk about bells and whistles and bling.
Well, you know, like gourmet kitchens, you know, quartz countertops, high-end stainless appliances, all this stuff is standard in our homes. Crown molding, we do a Craftsman package of trim also. We have a lot of high-end cabinetry with mixed colors to create a decorating effect. We do feature walls where you have shiplap and you have designer, like in your bedroom, you have a wall that's all trimmed out from floor to ceiling with the hexagon trim. It's really a cool little deal. Step ceilings and recessed LED lighting. The homes are all Energy Star certified. I mean, a lot of people don't understand what that is, but Energy Star is a big deal. You can actually get a government credit when you build a home to this level where they actually pay us back for building it of such a high level of energy efficiency. And I think that's what people are looking for. Well built, very quiet, very energy efficient, and maintenance free.
All right. And we are promoting this as move-in ready. If someone also just wanted to build one of these, is there still room in that subdivision? Tell us a little bit more about kind of future plans.
Yep. There's 25 sites in this community. We have only about 3 or 4 sites left. So it's getting close to being sold out. There's still a little opportunity there. We have 2 other homes under construction that are built for models, but if someone comes in and wants to buy them, we will sell them. In fact, the home that's in the show is available for sale as well. So it seems like as soon as we get a model built, somebody wants to buy it. So we have to build another one, another one, another one. So it's a non-ending process. But we'll be sold out by fall for sure this year. And we're looking forward to moving into Northfield Township, closer to your neck of the woods, Ann Arbor Market. That's our next project is coming up in Northfield Township, where we're going to build 56 homes.
Well, you're finally getting closer to Ann Arbor. You and I have had this discussion in the past that one of the reasons why you stay up in Livingston County is because of your crew, right?
Yeah, it is true that crews are very hard to find, and the quality guys, you just have to really love on them, take care of them. But they're willing to go. It's just right off 23, just 7 miles door-to-door to U of M Hospital, just north at the North Territorial and Whitmore Lake Road exit there. That's where we're building on 100 acres there.
Wow, that's a great location. I had not heard that Chestnut would be over there. For the Showcase of Homes, people can go to showcaseofhomes.net and see the homes we've been talking about here. Showcaseofhomes.net, big show coming up October 15th through the 17th, 2021. These are going to be in-person and live virtual tours. So check each one out to see what the specifications are. $10 admission per person, ages 16 and under free. And by the way, tickets are going to be sold at all the homes. So you start out at one and then you take that ticket and you can tour all of these, and they are valid for all homes on all days. Steve, what's next for you and your company, especially given the challenges we've seen during the pandemic?
Yeah, this is it, Lucy. We've got to get more affordability in the market. And so what we're trying to figure out now, we're just going through design phase for our new project there in Northfield, which we kind of call Ann Arbor. But those are going to be what I call affordable homes. So you're talking under 400. I mean, who would have thought under 400 would be considered affordable? But these days, if you can get a quality home built under 400, it's a near miracle, right?
Wow.
Materials, trades, cost of land, utilities, approvals, governmental fees. Under 400 is becoming a tough job if you want a quality home. You can get a production home for under 400, but not a quality home necessarily. So yeah, that's the challenge is for builders under 400. It's hard to turn over a profit. But I think if the velocity and the sales pace keeps up with the way we can build them, I think we're going to be okay, and we're going to provide some great homes for folks.
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be a terrific price point for Northville Township, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they tell us that as soon as we go on market, I mean, the realtors, I'm a realtor as well, but not in Ann Arbor. The Ann Arbor people tell us as soon as they go on market, they'll have kind of a lineup of folks that will want to buy them. So we're looking forward to that. We'll start in site work this fall, and sometime next summer, we'll have those homes under construction.
Oh, that is terrific. Chestnut Home Builders and Real Estate, you can go online to ChestnutDEV for development, chestnutdev.com, and check out the work that they do. It is absolutely stunning, beautiful work, very high quality, and I just love Steve's business philosophy. You do great work, Steve Grono. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you, my dear. It's been great talking with you.
Pleasure. I always love having you on. And for more information about the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, visit BraggAnnArbor.com and the showcase of homes coming up in mid-October. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. Our thanks to Steve Grono with Chestnut. And you are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.